about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Let me quote Benjamin Franklin. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. This is why we have daylight savings time. What about the women? I don't know. You know what? Honestly, men that are happy, then the women are happy. Women, I'm the one that has to remember daylight savings time. I should try that. We should try that. Ladies, let's not tell the men about daylight savings time and then see how wise they are when they don't get to work on time. No. We don't want to mess our men up. So, that's a quote from Benjamin Franklin with daylight savings time. We get an extra hour of sleep. I'm pretty excited about that. I need that extra hour of sleep. I mean, I live in Vegas. So what ends up happening is it doesn't get dark till like 8:30. And so I feel like I get so much done. See, a 24-hour day is not enough for me. I cannot get what I need to get done in a 24-hour day. I need at least a 30-hour day. So if I could at least have a little extra daytime, that's great. Now, even though Benjamin Franklin, from what I understand, was mentioning back in the late 1700s, the idea of daylight savings time, it was really proposed in 1895 by George Vernon Hudson and was implemented during the First World War. So Benjamin Franklin, he knew his stuff, but nobody really, I guess, capitalized on that. Apparently adding the daylight and benefits a lot of us. We get more time to farm. We get more time to work. We actually get more, exposure to the sun. Sun is supposed to be healthy despite cancer risk. So this whole daylight savings time thing is supposed to help us. However, when it flips back and we lose the hour, that's when I always talk to you about health risks. They say heart disease is up. Your circadian rhythm is off. It doesn't help with your sleep apnea. And then it's all bad. So you wonder if it really kind of just, washes itself out. Most countries take on the whole daylight saving switch. All right. Let me see if there's any real cool history. I love going into the history of this. Okay, let me look here. They say Roman water clocks had different scales for different months of the year, and Rome's latitude, the third hour from sunrise, hora tertia, started by modern standards as solar time, lasted 14 minutes at the winter solstice, but at the summer solstice, rather than starting at 9:02, started at 6:58 and lasted 75 minutes. Of course, this helped with their season, etc. Not really sure, okay? Franklin did not propose daylight saving time like ancient Rome. Soon changed. I'm just kind of looking at the history. There's just too many names here that I would have to then read and then explain who they were. All right. So anyway, daylight saving time. Don't forget to change your hours. If your kids, though, however, do have a report on daylight saving time coming up, let me know and I'll find a real good source. So don't forget, 2 o'clock, is when you put your clocks back an hour. Most of us set our alarm for 1:58 in the morning just so we could get up and remember to do this. I would suggest maybe doing it before you go to bed, but do not do it before you go out. Those of us going out Saturday night, our friends always messes up, saying, oh, well, it's only 7 o'clock. And you're like, wait a second, I left the house at 7 o'clock. Did you change your clocks already? And then it messes you up because nobody knows when the time is. You miss whatever TV, whatever movie you were going to see. You completely blow your plans. And then Saturday night is ruined when it really shouldn't have been. So make it easy on yourself. Now, for those of us whose kids have Sunday school, get that extra hour sleep. But again, set your alarm at 1:58. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about. A little bit later this hour, we are going to be joined by Rich Wilson. He is a certified regulatory compliance consultant with Trans Products, Trans Services. You guys are going to be getting some scoop that I got on what our truck drivers are enduring and ways to make our truckers' lives a little easier. But these truckers who I am just so grateful for, they go through a lot. Some of them don't have air conditioning. Some of them can't get the time they need to sit down and eat a good meal. I mean, it's frustrating for them because everything I talk about on the show, get your exercise, get at least an hour of exercise a day, etc., they have a difficult time doing it. So our truck drivers are behind the eight ball health-wise. So Rich Wilson will be joining us at the end of the hour. I'm sorry, not at the end of the hour, the bottom of the hour, which is going to be roughly like 10:32. Not 10:32 Pacific time or the 32 minutes past the hour. So we could at least talk about this and give you guys some of the juicy scoop, which you all need. For those who join us and want to call in with your medical questions, do so at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com is our website, and then you can find our email. Don't forget that Dr. Dahlia Cruz is a booking. Make sure you guys set that up. Now, for the Hurricane Sandy relief efforts, Red Cross is asking for you to go to redcross.org and donate any money that you can. We are locally in the Las Vegas area collecting supplies, hygiene products, diapers, baby food, pet food, blankets, clothes that we could ship to the hurricane effort. We're probably going to partner up with Goodwill or one of the other companies that is going to ship things to those in need. Remember, the recovery effort is going to go on for weeks because we still have flooded areas. We still have lack of power, and a flooded house is usually not an inhabitable house. So this is dire. Any of you in the Las Vegas area or the Southwest United States is going to be coming towards Las Vegas this weekend, please go to my website, find our address. We are going to be collecting supplies. I will, at break, quickly post where what the collection hours are going to be. All right, guys, as you can see, very busy day. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you all have a lot of choices, but the fact that you choose my show, and we know you've been choosing my show, I'm really honored. I don't think you guys get thanked enough by your radio hosts, and I just can't thank you enough. If your local news talk station does not have the Dr. Dahlia Show, please smack them upside the head and tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to their station. We save lives. That's what we do. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,726.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,769.39, $884.70 for a half ounce, or $442.35 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,769.39, $884.70, and $442.35.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, now that the kids are back at school, usually what they do is they come back and they give us crap that make us sick. And then they get each other sick, and then they're miserable, and then we don't get sleep, and then we, want to hide, go back to work, and we want to get the kids back well enough so they go back to school and they don't bug us anymore. Well, there's a new application for, I'm sorry, I'm a little ticked off with the kids. I had a real rough Halloween with them. All I was their workhorse when we were trick-or-treating. Mom, hold my mask. Mom, hold my candy. Mom, hold my spear. Mom, hold my water bottle. Mom, I'm tired. Carry me. What? Why do we go trick-or-treating? It's supposed to be fun. I don't know. They really got on my nerves this week. Anyway, there is a new treatment against lice. Very effective against lice, and it's going to be a hair lotion using ivermectin. Now, ivermectin, I was playing around with when I used to work for the EPA. This used to be used to treat cattle to fight parasites. This is kind of interesting. And we were doing studies, making sure it was, safe. Right, and looking at levels, and a single 10-minute hair application of this drug, okay, could actually eliminate head lice in 75% of our kids. It contains ivermectin, and it comes under the brand name Sklice by Sanofi Pasteur, who paid for the study. You see how pharmaceutical companies pay for these studies? I know many of us don't like the pharmaceutical companies, but honestly, many of them are the ones that do the research. So we get new drugs that we could use. Okay? Usually what we use for lice is we do the shampoo and we wash it out and then we comb out the nits. And so this kind of seems like a very similar application with the 10-minute application. Usually we use something like RID, permethrin. But, you know, having another option for some of this recalcitrant lice is good. One application, one shot treatment. All right. They say hundreds of people worldwide suffer from head lice. They feed off blood and lay up to 300 eggs, which are the nits. Some people say, oh my gosh, it's because my kid had dirty hair. Even though lice does occur in closed, confined spaces where there may not be a lot of hygiene, you could have the cleanest dyed hair, bleached hair like mine. You could still get lice. Which is why whenever you do try to de-louse your kids, make sure your hair is in a shower cap. Make sure you're wearing like a gown or something that you could throw out or bleach or boil, because these things are highly, and they hold on tight. Have any of you ever tried to de-louse your kid or de-louse a patient? Those eggs stick on tight. And lice bites, for those of you who have ever had crab lice, you get these blue spots on your abdomen, which is the venous bruise from these bites. You don't want to get bit and something touching your venule capillary system from these, you know, from these louse. Alright, and pubic lice, crab lice, they spread especially in colleges with kids, you know, doing lovey-dovey, wherever they're doing it. So, most of us have some family member that had to deal with this, so it'll be nice to be, you know, there be an extra lotion. But even more importantly, get these kids back to school so they don't rise you crazy like mine do. I love my kids, but they're kind of pains in the tushy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It turns out the rat issue that was predicted to be huge because there would be an abundant supply of rats in New York who could escape the floodwaters has now taken an opposite turn. Thousands of rats might have actually drowned. So rather than live rats spreading disease with their urine and feces, now we possibly have dead rats that, if not cleaned up, can carry disease. Your cats eat them, and then they do kissy-kissy to you, lick you, and, you know, etc. So many of these rats couldn't outrun the floodwaters, which is opposite of what we talked about a couple days ago, where rats are pretty sturdy, and they can outrun floods, and they can swim. So now they're anticipating that many of the rats drowned. So we will keep you posted on that. Again, you know, if your cat is one of those cats that wander outside, don't let them kiss you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some cats are very kissy. I know dogs usually do the licky-licky, kissy-kissy, but, you know, some of my cats, especially when they know they tick me off, you know, and I'm going to not feed them the tuna fish that they want. Yeah, one of my cats got on Facebook and was asking if there was any tuna fish in the Halloween bag. Of course, I had to say no. I don't know how he could Facebook with his paws. But anyway, sometimes they do, and they come up to your mouth, and they do a little lick, and they know where to kiss. What's funny, they'll kiss right on your mouth. They know your mouth. Maybe it's because I talk all the time. So, again, be careful, especially if they're going to be eating a rodent carcass. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of water, don't forget we do have the Dr. Dolly Alaskan Cruise coming up. You could book that online. People are already booking up. We are going to have a great group, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And I know for some of you it's a little too early to plan a summer trip, especially in this recession. But when you are thinking about cruises, these things you do have to book early because the rates keep going up throughout the year. We were able to block in a rate, but at some point the cruise line is going to say, all right, Dahlia, give me whatever rooms you didn't sell so we can mark up the price. So please go to my website, check that out. I am very excited for some of the families that are coming. We are going to have a fabulous time. Like I said earlier, redcross.org, go online to donate to help the Hurricane Sandy victims. We are doing in the Las Vegas area a relief drive collecting hygiene products, clothes, blankets, supplies, bandages, baby food, pet food, etc., diapers. Go to my website to check out the address. I got it updated. Now, apparently, according to Mail Online, there are huge inflatable plugs that could have actually prevented some of the flood damage in these tunnels. I'm looking at them right now. These suckers are huge. They say that 7 subway tunnels and 2 commuter train tunnels were flooded, right, Monday night. And as the city struggles to get back on its feet, one of the psychological aspects to recovery is blame, right? We first go into denial, you know, and then we start going into anger and we go into blame. And so apparently there's these huge available plugs in development by the government that they think they could use to protect subway tunnels from terrorist attacks. And they were successfully found to hold back water earlier this year. Unfortunately, they were not available and should have probably been passed out. These plugs look like big white linen balls, obviously made of some sort of plastic. Don't worry about the phthalates and degree of the game right now. We just need to plug these tunnels up, prevent the fluid. Right now, what's been happening in New York is as bridges have reopened, etc., bus service has resumed, but most of these buses are flooded with people from the first few blocks. So by the time it gets to you, it's been pretty full. So many people have been walking to work. People have been crossing the Brooklyn Bridge by foot with a 2-hour walk commute to get to work. All right. Luckily, some of them know that their work is up and working so they can make their wage, powers up, etc. But imagine your commute being 4 hours a day and you're walking it. That's incredible. And that's what they've been doing right now. So, you know, of course, you know, when these disasters happen, there's always why? What could we have done? I know New Jersey, when they rebuild, they want to have some sort of procedure as they rebuild to move forward in some sort of hurricane prevention so you don't get these cities flooded. Honestly, man versus nature, very, very difficult. But if there are certain things they could do, levees, etc., God bless them, all the power to them. I agree, they need to do them. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Romney is back on the trail. We have, did see him speak today, in Virginia. You know, he was as positive as he could be. He made a comment, which was kind of interesting, that I liked. He was talking about Obama forward, and he said, Obama's sign should actually say forewarned. Of course, he talked about the economy. He talked about Obamacare. He talked about doctors, fleeing Medicare, and hopefully we'll go back if Obamacare is repealed. I hope that's true. I mean, we talked about that a week or two ago. Are doctors truly going to go back and take Medicare if Obamacare is repealed? I think some will, absolutely. But I don't know if so many doctors are so tainted and so upset with government that they may not even want to touch it. You know, I mean, the one thing we've learned is even if you do have a president that you like, your Congress or your Senate could stalemate things to the point where things don't get done. And when it comes to Medicare and cuts and our patients not getting what they want, I see a lot of us in the medical community kind of vying for that opt-out for patients. So they do have the private sector insurance, albeit they need to get their act together and they need to get their premiums down. So we'll see where we go. All right, when we come back, a lot of scoop on the trucker industry that we all need to know about from Rich Wilson. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, we talk too much. That is what we do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of you know that I am absolutely in love with our truck drivers, that hour after hour, day after day, week after week, year after year, even on holidays, they are busting our butts, their butts, bringing us our goods, bringing us our supplies, and probably one of the most underappreciated groups. Joining us right now is Rich Wilson, Certified Regulatory Compliance Consultant with Trans Products, Trans Services. This company's been around since the 50s, serving the trucking industry. And Rich, he is so much fun. Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Guys, I met Rich at the second annual Truck Driver Social Media Convention. He was speaking. I was in the back, and I was laughing my butt off. He is so funny. And I just want, if you don't mind, Rich, kind of give us the scoop, especially for those of us that aren't truckers. What kind of stuff? Did I just stutter? Oh, it's your radio, guys. Fix your radios. You're having some radio issues. That wasn't me. What are the truck drivers dealing with right now?
All right. One of the main topics we were discussing was the conditions and health of the drivers. With the aging fleet that we have right now, currently the average age of our over-the-road fleet or CDL drivers is about 47 years of age. And with additional regulations that are coming in on body mass index and sleep apnea and the National Center for Registered Medical Examiners mm-hmm. and the states requiring that medical cards be issued and self-certification with the states to maintain a CDL, mm-hmm. The Federal Motor Carrier and the DOT and the Highway Transportation is really putting an emphasis on improving the health of drivers, which is, you know, in reality, a bunch of people sitting around, you know, coming up with these great ideas, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having healthy people, but I don't think anybody's really looked into how the guys actually, and gals actually work and what the conditions are, and mm-hmm. I think there's other issues that could be looked at a little bit more seriously as for safety and health.
You brought up a good point, and I apologize to interrupt. Why is the median age of truck drivers in their mid-40s, which, by the way, isn't old. Remember, 40 is the new 20 as far as I'm concerned, and you guys are damn sexy. But why are 20, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds attracted to the trucking industry? Why not?
Well, first of all, the work ethic of the youth today does not include following instructions or being given orders and following them out to the law, to the rule. They don't like falling under the regulations, and it's a little bit hard to get into the industry when you're younger simply because of the restrictions of the insurance companies and the carriers that you must be, as you know, 25, on the average about 25 years of age with about 100,000 miles of, you know, accountable mileage experience. And it's hard to get into. Plus, it's just people today, the youth ethic, work ethic today is immediately want to come in as a CEO, and I don't want to start at the bottom, and I want to be home every night and take off when I want to go and do whatever I want to when I want to do it.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about how the younger generation is a lot more spoiled, and we were talking about the work ethic. In fact, one of our callers, we couldn't play it on air because we were so busy that day, had said that, you know, he owns a trucking company. It was anonymous, and he says he usually doesn't hire the younger drivers because he has such a problem with their work ethic.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, The older drivers, I mean, if you take a look at all the conditions a driver has to put up with, and that's why I really appreciate you having me on here, because I don't think the general motoring public even knows what's going on. All they see is a great big old truck running next to them, and they get scared, or, you know, they see the negative press on TV, but what they don't know that, you know, the people that are out there in trucks, I mean, like the idling rules, they're not allowed to idle, so in 110 degree weather, you know, they're stuck in a sleeper where the inside temperature of the box is in the hundreds. And, you know, if there's an anti-idling law, they can't idle if they don't have an APU unit or somewhere to plug in. So
this is huge. For those of you joining us, this is Rich Wilson, a certified regulatory compliance consultant with Trans Products, Trans Services. This is something, me as a physician, am completely shocked about. If you aren't allowed to idle in your truck, that means you can't have the car on or the cab on. You can't have the air conditioning, which means you have to shut it down. And for those of you driving through Yuma or driving through a hot summer in Atlanta, your core temperature could rise to 100 plus 120 degrees. Tell us more about that, Rich.
Yeah, and the thing about it, no, I mean, I spend many a time out there, and it was a little bit different when I was on the road compared to today. Most trucks today that have a sleeper, I can guarantee, in fact, almost all of them, have an air conditioning, but the air conditioning is worthless unless you have an APU or you have a shore power unit to run it, or else you idle the truck. And now there is some restrictions. I mean, let me quantify this by saying if the temperature is over 90, 95 degrees, then yes, you can idle the truck, and the same thing with the cold. But to give an example of the condition these drivers are in, right now in the Northeast, which I happen to be in, there is millions of people that are out of electricity, and the ambient temperature is somewhere between 40 or less.
Mm-hmm.
So people are worrying about the health of all these victims, and I am too, and as you are, of being in their houses and being cold. They're offering them shelter and everything else. But think about it. Look at when you ride by a rest area, or you go, you know, you see some trucks on the side of the road, in that same temperature, they're in a sleeper, and they don't have that ability, and they're not considered victims, but yet they're forced to sleep in the same temperatures.
Day after day, week after week, year after year. You know, what are the rules? You know, many of us, we take this for granted. So we see the truckers. A lot of times, we try to pass, which, by the way, if you could stay on for the next segment, I'd like to, because I think we need to educate us non-truck drivers what really ticks these truck drivers off and what not to do so they don't jackknife and fall off the road when we try to cut them off. So if you could stay on with us a little while longer, I'd like to.
Sure.
But, you know, me, not knowing much about what these truck drivers go through, I'm thinking they do a shift, they have to bring their load to the place of destination by a certain time so they can do whatever the heck they want in the middle. They could eat, they could sleep, they could take a hotel room, they could speed to catch up on time, but it's not like that, is it?
No. Now, first of all, most of the time, like I said at the convention, we're based on a just-in-time supply, and we're getting a good dose of it right now because of the shutdown of the trucks in the northeast area and the oil not being delivered to the gas stations. Look at the line, and we're only talking 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So by saying that, you know, that goes to prove a little bit of my point. With just-in-time delivery, everything usually based on load and go, go and deliver. And when the product is delivered, it's usually removed from the truck, and there's very little storage time before it's reloaded and sent back out. So pretty much the schedules are tight. You have to get it there when you get it there. So when the government comes in and put the hours of service with a 14-hour workday, which includes 11 hours of that possibly driving, then most of your time is going to be consumed within 11 hours, or you could be stuck at a loading dock somewhere and where there's no food. Some of these places you go and load and unload don't even have facilities for the drivers to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's
and,
horrible.
You know, yeah, they can't idle when they're in the yard, so if it's 100 degrees.
Rich, is there a way to have a toilet in the cab? I sometimes look at some of these cabs. They're pretty fancy, like a trailer. Do any of these cabs, I know most don't. I'm sure truckers are going, Dahlia, shut up. Obviously, there's no toilets. But are there certain, should somebody design little porta-potties? Because that's a big thing. You guys don't have a place to go to the bathroom. And for me, that's why I never went to the trucking industry, because I have to 10-200 probably every 2 hours.
Well, unfortunately and fortunately, yes. There's some of the guys that have the bigger sleepers and stuff like that, the customs that do have a portable unit in it, but most of your major fleet trucks and stuff like that don't offer it. Number one, you got a cross section of drivers in and out of the truck, so you'd have to deal with a sanitary issue. And the second of all, carrying it and storing it until they get to a location.
Right.
So right now, basically, you're at the mercy of whatever facilities are provided, or it's also a problem because some of the guys that carry bottles with them and gals and stuff like that, and there's nowhere to properly dispose of them, unfortunately.
And then if a cop pulls you over, like on Dumb and Dumber, they think it's a beer and you got to offer a Tic Tac. Rich, can you stay with us for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, don't go away. Guys, we're coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Guys, we are rocking and rolling now. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can get up-to-date updates on our Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H, and, of course, our Facebook page, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I also want you to find on Twitter Rich Wilson, who is joining us right now, the Certified Regulatory Compliance Consultant with Trans Products, Trans Services, kind of telling us the inside scoop of what truck drivers are dealing with, why they're at risk for poor health, and kind of what we're doing to make their lives a little more hectic on the road. Rich, thank you again for staying with us.
Very good.
So, okay, so here's the thing. I'm trying to tell, most of our workers, no matter what industry they're in, to eat right, to exercise right, to get plenty of sleep. What is infringing on that for our truck drivers? I know you were talking about this 14-hour day. What's that about?
Yeah, the regulations require that, or don't require, but that allow a driver to work up to 14 hours a day. Now, that would include That it, now, that's, let's start with that. That's beginning after a 10-hour restart. So, in other words, a driver takes 10 consecutive hours off duty without uninterrupted, and then they go to work, and they can work up to 14 hours a day by the law and the regulation.
So this now, is a law. To recap, Rich, so basically, drivers now by law get that protection where they get at least 10 hours off. What they do in that time, sleep, poop, have sex, whatever, that's their time. And that's really not a lot of time when I'm recommending 9 hours of sleep a night.
Right.
Is it? Okay.
Right.
Because you also have to get dressed. You also have to commute to your job site.
Right. And the thing is, that's what that means. I mean, you could, that 10 hours would include possibly driving an hour to the terminal to your house and back. So there's 2 hours. Going home, doing normal things that normal parents and normal human beings would do. And then going to bed and then getting up and starting the thing all over again and then go out and work 14 hours as required, which, I mean, and most of the drivers are used to that and they accept that and that's a good idea. The problem we have is the fact that included in that 14 hours isn't like we can go to the local health bar and spend 45 minutes for a nice healthy lunch and then have 30 mm-hmm. minutes in an exercise room. You're driving, you're dealing with, the cars and the people around you. That's stress. You're dealing with shippers and receivers, taking long to load you, unload you, not load you, send you there, make you sit there with no facility and then come back tomorrow. I mean, there's a lot of things that are involved into it that include stress. But the thing we don't include is the healthy living and the eating and the facilities and out there to get the food that's healthy.
I mean, do most truckers then have to, have coolers and hope that they could just eat, raw? Do you have to then just pack your food? Because what if the time, allotted doesn't give you a time to pull over to a space where you, because, I mean, there could be a Red Robin. Well, that's nice, but you can't park your truck there.
Exactly. So, and that's a big concern is the parking as well. So, and most of the places, if you look at it, your shopping centers and everything,
mm-hmm.
they could have a health type, or even a salad bar. You look at a sign that says no truck parking. A minute. I'm a patron. Just because I'm driving doesn't matter. They don't want trucks in there. So, that eliminates them. That takes it away from them. I know some of the truck stops, like the Pilot and the Flying J, are starting to revamp their menus and make it look a little bit better, putting a little bit healthier food. But you got to remember, sometimes we don't have the time to sit down where we call it grab it, bag it, and drive it.
Exactly. And
that's
food,
not gonna, yeah, that's
usually
not
cheeseburgers or hot wings or soda, et cetera. Now, another concern that was brought up at this conference, because again, I really worry about all your sleep. And I think we all should be worried about truck driver sleep because they're on the road with us. All right. And we want them to be able to, be able to stay awake and be alert, et cetera, is if you do have to stop your shift at hour 14 and you need to find a place to sleep, there's not a lot of truck stops, especially if a bunch of RVs are parking there.
Right. Well, the one thing was brought up was like that was more like a public rest area type of thing,
mm-hmm.
where depending on the time of day and it's like a rotating shift, people in, people out. But there is no parking. There's a parking crisis in this country, and as they come up with laws and eliminate parking on the side of the road and parking on off ramps and on ramps, the problem is there's just limited places you can park. So. You very basically can park where you can park, and if that happens to be in any type of area that's non-industrial, or that particular state where you're at has a very stringent idling law, then you're not going to be able to run your unit unless you have an onboard, an APU unit or something like that. So by saying that, you're basically whatever the elements are, that's what your living conditions are.
See, I always thought you guys just pull over, you take a nap, because every now and then I see one of you guys pulled over, and I make sure to drive quietly. I lower the music. I tell everyone not to pass any gas in the car because we don't want to wake you guys up. But I've noticed I don't see that much often. And so if trucks can't just stop and park, you need to find a specific place to sleep, and that's starting to eat into your 10-hour break that you get, because most shifts aren't, most drives aren't 14 hours. That's a part of the leg. of the drive.
And the thing is, like you said, that, you know, the way the laws are written currently now, once you park that truck, that truck has to be parked, or you as a driver have to be off duty without any contact with the vehicle or responsibility for 10 consecutive hours. And most of the places where you can find, or if you do find the park, you may not be able to take a 10 consecutive hours. You know, I've seen rest areas when a sign that says no overnight parking. What would constitute overnight? Five hours? 4 hours?
Right. You know, we are, for those who join us, this is Rich Wilson, Certified Regulatory Compliance Consultant with Trans Products, Trans Services. Quickly, Rich, before we have to leave, what are the other cars doing, the Lexuses, the smart cars, doing on the road that you truckers wish to convey to us to stop doing because it really messes up your groove?
Okay, the main thing is erratic driving, cutting truckers off, slamming on their brakes, making the, if they're in a Lexus, they probably have a GPS system with a lady that's been telling them for the last 7 miles to get ready to turn right, and they wait until they get in front of 80,000 pounds of KW and decide they're going to make a right-hand turn, cross three lanes of traffic onto the off-ramp. you know, that's the main thing. Following too close. Paying attention. The main thing is you should never text and talk on the cell phone while you're driving.
Amen.
But when you start doing that around a truck, it's twice as dangerous, because if you happen to be texting and you look up, the back end of an 80,000-pound truck is not going to move when you hit it.
You're going to lose that one, especially in a smart car.
Yeah, I always said 4,000 doesn't go into 80,000. 80,000 goes over 4,000.
Exactly. Rich, it has been such a treat to have you. How can people find you?
They can find me at Trans Products Trans Services, which is www.transproducts.com. They can get a hold of me on Facebook at Richard Wilson. I'm on Twitter as RegGuy69. They can get a hold of us here. www.transproducts.com or rich.wilson@transproducts.com. And, you know, if they have any regulatory questions, we have a full line of products and compliance materials. Go online, check out our products, and give us a call.
Great, because you're doing a great service. I can't tell you how many of my truckers are listeners and loyal listeners, and I just need them to know that you guys are out there on their side. Thank you, Rich. God bless you, and have a great rest of the week, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, so for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to wrap some things up again. When you're out there on the highway, I mean, I know we're all speeding, and we don't like to shut off the cruise control. I get that. My husband's like that. Me, I don't use cruise control too much, unless I want to do my leg exercises on a long drive, because we want to prevent, you know, DVTs all the time. But, you know, cruise control, you guys are, you know, on your cruise control, and then what do? You go, ah, damn, there's a truck, and then you're like, well, maybe I could make it without shutting off the cruise control, and it's like a little competition. Stop that, guys, okay? These truckers, they have rules to follow, and, you know, one citation, they lose their job, and as you can see, there's not a lot of them out there, especially since a lot of younger people aren't attracted to the field. No wonder. Look at all the crap they go through. All right, guys, if you could stay on board for another hour, please do. If not, and this is the rest of your stop, be safe and God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.